Blog Talk Radio.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it? Sensei! Hey, does not exist in this dojo, does it?
Sensei!
Hey, beat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
Sensei!
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
Sensei!
Mr. Fayaz, and we are here on this great Texas Friday night, huddled closely around the television with much anticipation for the fight of the aged Ken Shamrock and Hoist Gracie. Bellator 149 is going on as we speak. Do you think that Ken Shamrock and Hoist Gracie will have to be woken up from their old man nap before this fight?
Man, I think they already hit him with the smelly sauce and they're ready to go. What do you think?
I don't know. I'll say this. They should have hit Melvin Gallard with some smelling sauce because the way that guy fought tonight and the way he fought in his last fight in Bellator, I think his career is either dead or it needs a major revival.
Well, you see, he's had over 50 fights. I mean, you can only take so much. Did he get choked out or did he get knocked out?
I was waiting for him to get choked out. Campos got him to the ground, knocked him down, hurt him, and controlled him for the first round, came out in the second round, and caught him again, got him in trouble, referee saw enough, and that was it. So, the Texas guy, Derek Campos, gets the TKO victory over Melvin Gallard, and that's three losses in a row for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know what's next for Melvin Gallard. Maybe some kickboxing, or maybe some Japan. I don't know, man. It's like you wanted that guy to get a title, and it's just like he would never evolve himself to where he could defend a choke or just little things. Little things that after 50 or more fights, he should have been way past. And just never did it. And, you know, so Melvin Gallard, even though he's still young, right, if he chooses not to grow, that's just what it is.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time, you especially. I mean, guys have to evolve and have to get better. But this fight was different because I can't say that he lost the fight on the ground, okay? He lost the fight on his feet, which is kind of typically his stronger suit. But, man, I don't know if it was
right.
The weight cut. I know he didn't make weight the first try, and I think he did make weight the second try. But, man, he just looked flat-footed, no head movement. And the other guy came out swinging haymakers, and Gallard just looked like he was moving in quicksand. Wow, I don't know. Might have had something to do with it. But with that being said, no one really, I can't think of anybody else, at least off the top of my head, that has disappointed me more than Melvin Gallard.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm still a big fan of Melvin Gallard, man. The guy comes out, he's explosive, you know, he just, it's like he just would never evolve, man. He'd never evolve his ground game, and, you know, that's how he lost a lot of his other outings. You know, that guy should have been a champ. That guy should have been a champ somewhere, and just, you know, he didn't get there. And it doesn't sound like Melvin Gillard not making weight. That's kind of weird. Usually he doesn't miss weight. So you almost kind of wonder if he took it seriously, what it was. So, props to the other guy for knocking Melvin Gillard out. You know, no excuses for Melvin Gillard. He knew what needed to be done. He didn't take advantage of it, and the other guy took advantage of it. You know, just did his job, and, you know, great job, man. You know, like we always talk about, Bellator's putting out some great talent, and, you know, I'm happy to see that guy get a win over, you know, a strong veteran.
929-477-1077 if you want to give us a call and get in on the conversation. Let us know what you think about Bellator 149 so far and who you think might win the upcoming co-main event and main events of the night. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at MajorityMMA and like us on Facebook, The Majority Decision. And to all of the spare people out there who follow our Twitter page, and then we follow you back, and then you unfollow us. I don't know if that's because I'm new to Twitter. Okay, I'm just trying. I don't have a personal Twitter. We only use Twitter for the podcast, right? For the show. So, you know, I don't know if that's like a Twitter game to get followers, where you follow somebody, they follow you back, and then you unfollow them, whatever. But I am labeling you, if that's you, that you've done that, and you're hearing me, or you've done that to someone else, you are a spare, and you shouldn't do that.
Twitter spares! Yay! Twitter spares. Hey, look, if you need followers that bad, then, you know, put yourself out there in a way that, you know, you'll get followers, man. You know, if you're a fighter or something like that, we want to follow you. We want to follow you, and we want to talk about you. And, you know, the more we can help you grow, the more it helps us grow. And, you know, we love to do the show, and we love to talk about fight sports. So, you know, if you follow us, don't unfollow us, because we want to, you know, we want to be there for you.
So, some interesting Bellator news over the week, non-Bellator 149 related. I don't know if you saw this, but Quinn Rampage Jackson is on his way back to Bellator. As, the courts finally ruled that he's a Bellator fighter, and he's back. He's back for Scott Coker.
Nice. Nice. So he's going to come out there and fight a couple fights. And Quinn Rampage Jackson probably on his way out. Hate to say it. Love the guy. You know, put on amazing shows in the past. Former champion. Former Pride veteran also. You know, I mean, this litigation is going on for a while, man. When you're a fighter and you're getting up there in age, that starts to suck time out of your day. That starts to suck time out of your career. You know, not just your day. So, hopefully he'll, put on some good shows in Bellator.
Well, you know, I think he's headed in two directions, one of two directions. One is Tito Ortiz, and the other is Kimbo Slice. I think those are probably the two biggest name value marquee guys that they can put him up against, and it wouldn't surprise me. Unless the great Street Fighter Dada 5000 knocked out Kimbo Slice tonight.
May happen.
You might see Rampage versus Kimbo
versus
coming to a Spike television show.
Right.
So another interesting thing that I thought I wanted to bring up because we've talked about the whole Wanderlei Silva saga with the UFC and trying to get released, and the UFC refusing to release him. And finally, the UFC releases him, and then the commission promptly knocks him down with a 3-year suspension. So regardless of whether or not the UFC thought his career was over, I think it's safe to say his career is officially over, barring a...
Why did he get suspended?
For running from a drug test, I think.
Yeah, but he's not the first guy to ever run from a drug test. I mean, that's ridiculous. A 3-year suspension, he's going to appeal it. He's going to appeal it. There'll be time served, and then, yeah, he'll be good. We will see Wanderlei Silva. Mark my words. The Axe Murderer will fight Japan again before his career is over.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this was something I didn't know, so I have to apologize to the listeners for not knowing the full story before I brought it up, but apparently he already had a lifetime ban, and 3 years was the reduced sentence that he got. So, that's probably even worse that 3 years was the concession to a lifetime ban. So, I don't know. Crazy stuff. The commission seems to be pretty suspension happy.
Well, he's been out for a while, so they'll give him some time served, and it won't be 3 years. He's been out for a while. Right?
That's
so
a good point. That's a good point.
They always retro time served. Right? I mean, look, Anderson Silva only had to really serve 6 months. He was out for a year trying to appeal it, right? So, almost a year. Well, we gave him 6 months. So, well, they gave him a year, but they retroed him his time back, right? So, you know, we'll see Wanderlei sooner than later. And, you know, Bellator likes to put on, good fights, right? Bellator likes to put on the old school fight. So they'll put on the old school fight, right? The other thing that'll happen, you know, man, I think Insurer should jump in on this deal and they can put themselves in the Bellator cage. What do you think?
Well,
joint do something. Hey, somebody out there can make some money off of these old guys fighting. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not, man?
I mean,
I'd put Insurer on my shorts, or maybe the little necklace. I fall and I can't get up. That necklace. Why not, dude? Let's just.
Are these guys too good for a Viagra sponsorship? I mean, I would think not.
No, right. Right. I mean, I would venture to say some of them already took it, you know.
That check cashes just as much as anybody else.
Not even for needed for, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, why not? Why not? If they're going to let you put it on your shorts, which they do in Bellator, why not? Let's make it happen, right? Let's make it happen.
So I'm watching Kimbo Slice come out to the cage here, as probably many of you are. If you're watching the show, and I have to say, Dada 5000 looks like he has not spent much time in the gym. Now, far be it for me to criticize anyone for not spending too much time in the gym, because, well, let's just say I'm not the most in shape guy on your block, but this is an opinion show, and that's my opinion.
Right. So, I mean, I can't see the guy right now, but, you know, if he hasn't spent much time in the gym, then it's about to find out, right? But let's face it. I mean, you know, Kimbo's not known for being the most cardio-effective guy anyway, so maybe Dada can weather the storm and, you know, and knock him out. We don't know what's going to happen, right? We definitely don't know what's going to happen. Anything can happen. If I need to pick a winner in this one, I'm going to go with Donda, 5,000 calories. I mean, I'm going to go with that guy. I think he can make it happen.
I think Donda 5,000 is about to take a dive here. I think this fight's going to be done in under 2 minutes.
Oh no! You think this is going down like butterbean? Yeah, this is going down like butterbean.
I think Donda 5,000 wants his paycheck, and he wants to go back to paying guys to fight on dirt in
his
backyard.
Paycheck.
That's what I think.
You think that's what he's going to do? Man,
I hope not. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too, man. I mean, you know, you might as well. I mean, if you're going to make a name for yourself, you might as well do it. Bellator's wanting to give you the opportunity, right? Coca runs a pretty decent show from what I can see. I mean, why not? Why not try to make something out of that deal? Hopefully, you know, let's face it, man. I mean, I don't know. Kimbo's fights, man, you know, all his Elite XC and his Strikeforce fights. Right. Every time somebody took him to the ground and, you know, made any type of an improvement in a position there, right, they always just stood it right back up so they could give him the haymaker chance because he was the internet sensation. So I'm hoping they knock each other out. Then I can just, you know, I can just be done with this. Because while I love to see haymakers thrown, man, I'm a student of the art. I like to see technical ability. And, you know, I like to see martial arts going on, you know, not two guys that barely train come out and just, you know, throw haymakers when somebody falls down.
What did you make of Ronda Rousey saying that she had thoughts of suicide following her loss to Holly Holm?
Hey, you know what, man? Stuff like that's hereditary, you know? I got nothing to joke about when it comes to things like that. You know, I know people in situations like that and have that mindset and suffer from, you know, depression and, you know, being bipolar and things like that. And that's a true thing, man. And, you know, if it was in your family and, you know, you had a family member or a parent suffer from it, there's a chance that that could pass on to you. So, I'm glad that she didn't do it, right? I'm glad that she didn't do it, but at the same time, you know, it's if you're going to choose the sport you're in, which is a combat sport, you got to be able to learn to, you know, take the bumps and, you know, try to move forward with that.
Well, yeah, I'm with you on that. I lived it. I believe I went through a small period of time where I was suffering from depression. And
right.
So I think it is absolutely real and it is absolutely serious.
But I think
there's also a little bit of a point to what
you
said there at the end.
I know people close to me that suffer from that. And that's, whatever it is, whether it's depression or being bipolar or, man, you know, whatever it may be, man, I know people close to me that suffer from that. And that's a tough deal, man. They go through a hard time. That's a hole that, you know, somebody like myself might go through for about a week and then I can just snap myself out of it and these people cannot. So, you know, props to her if she was able to move forward from that. If, you know, not to say that she is, but, you know, stuff like that is hereditary.
Well, let me just say this. I would say to anyone, you know, while we're on the subject, this is a heavy subject, so we don't want to stay on it too long because that's not what the show is about. But in the name of awareness, and for me, I suffered through it for probably about a year, but probably didn't realize what I was going through because I was just, you know, I was in my early 20s. And so if you're having thoughts like that, if you're having feelings like that, you need to tell somebody and you need to get help.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It just,
especially,
you know,
if you don't understand it. Yeah.
Exactly. You might think that you can fight it on your own and get through it on your own, but maybe you can't, and there's no shame in reaching out for help. But to change the subject, I just want it to be known right now that I'm watching Kimbo Slice and Donna 5000, and I saw what I believe my computer screen glitched, so I don't know, but I want to tell you right now that I called it. Kimbo Slice shot on Donna 5000 and is now in the mount position on Donna 5000.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm not home yet, but I'm good with the play-by-play because I can watch it later. That is fantastic. I can't believe Kimbo Slice shot. Hey, props to Kimbo Slice for learning how to do something else. That's awesome.
Yeah, so now they're wrestling their way back up. Oh, goodness. Oh, no. This is a technical classic. You're missing a technical showdown right here.
I'll be holding time for the main event. I know that.
So anyway, 99477.
That happened. Yeah.
I don't know. These guys already look like they've had enough. God, I've 5,000 isn't even holding his hands up anymore. Oh, no. Oh, my. Oh, goodness. Well, I guess another interesting and far out there news, another topic I think I wanted to hit on real quickly was, of course, everybody knows BJ Penn getting ready to try to make his comeback. And then all of a sudden, I guess a former member of his website team comes out with some pretty serious allegations, sexual assault and things of that nature. And now it looks like BJ's return is put on hold by the UFC because of it.
Oh, my God.
I hate to hear it. I hope it's not true.
Hope it's not true
also.
Pretty
serious stuff thrown his way.
Yeah. That's I hope he doesn't end up like Bill Cosby on this one. I hope he doesn't. That's horrible, man. That is freaking horrible, man. I hope hope it's not true. I'm a long time BJ Penn fan. He doesn't seem like that type of guy, but I hope it's not true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about what all is exactly said, but man, it's always a tough situation when stuff like that is being alleged, because you never want to, the person who's making the accusations has a right to be heard.
Right, that's true.
But at the same time, you know, you as a fan of a guy, whether it's an athlete or an actor or whatever, you still want to pull for the best. You want to hope the best, right? So it's kind of a tough situation.
Absolutely.
For BJ Penn, and certainly for the potential victim.
Yeah, for the potential victim, it's a tough thing. She's going to come out and do that. You know, that's if there is something there. You know, of course, I hope it's not true, but, she deserves her justice at the same time. So, hope it works out for both parties.
So both guys made it through the first round.
Well, you know, I can see that thing going past the first.
Well,
who's not answering
tell you right
the bell?
Now,
who's not answering the bell?
It doesn't look like it should go past the first round because –
Are they both dying out there?
Yeah, they are.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
This is rough. This is... this is very Rock'em Sock'em Robots right now.
Are they out there fighting again in the second round?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they made it. They're going to put us through another 5 minutes.
Nice.
And Kimbo Slice with the takedown.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. We are seeing the evolution of Kimbo Slice right here tonight, Black Belt.
That is
finally
fantastic.
Put it all together.
He's officially become a mixed martial artist. That is fantastic. Good for Tay. You know what? You know what? If Kimbo chokes out Dada, then, I mean, I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think anymore.
Well, That will his trainers come out and award him with a black belt in jiu-jitsu if he chokes him out?
Oh, God, I hope not. I hope not. But maybe they'll award him with a black belt in backyard jitsu. In yard jitsu. Yeah. So, Jesus.
Kimbo Slice is a takedown machine.
Did he do it again? Three takedowns
like
for Kimbo Slice?
John Kutch out there.
Oh, my God. Oh, don't go there.
Is it Kimbo Slice or is it George St. Pierre? I can't tell the difference.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my God. Kimbo Slice. Takedown machine. Takedown machine. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. Man, I am I'm kind of mad I'm missing this fight right now. I'm mad I'm missing this fight right now. I didn't want to watch it, but now that it's not turned out to be, hey, let's throw haymakers so somebody falls over, I'm kind of sad that I'm missing this fight right now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Listeners, you heard it here first. I said I didn't want to see it, but I want to see this now. I'm gonna rewind it because I'm recording all this. I'm gonna watch that fight, not fast forward through it like I was initially going to do.
Oh, and there was another very interesting surprise in the fight before this, and that was there was some guest commentary and analysis from the one and only Iron Mike Tyson.
I got that from a listener. Yeah, I got a text from a listener saying that Iron Mike Tyson was giving commentary and that he was enjoying it. And then he said, hey, man, this guy just got clean knocked out right in front of Mike Tyson. And I went, man, that's fantastic. That's why Mike Tyson shows up, man. That's awesome. That is fantastic. God, man, they're pulling out all the stops, aren't they?
Yeah, Mike did a pretty good job. And Kimbo Slice just went down to all fours unassisted.
What do you mean unassisted?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's getting ugly.
Is Dada
Please
beating
stop
him up?
This. No, it's awful. He was leaning on him. And, Kim, you know, like, so if you're sprawling, right, you're going to go down with the guy, right? Or,
right.
Because, or you're going to go down because the guy sprawled on top of you. Well, Kimbo just went down, and Dada was still standing up. So I just had a
listener text him and say this fight is ridiculous. I don't know if that's
ridiculous
good or ridiculous bad.
I know Mike Goldberg, but I have no idea what I'm looking at right now. I don't think I could call it.
That is fantastic. That is awesome. I mean, if you don't know what you're looking at, and you know you know enough to know, neither of these, and I'm not going to say the bad word he used, but it starts with an F, have any cardio at all. Thank you.
Oh no, yeah.
From one of our listeners, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. I could have told you that was going to happen. I think each one of them thought that they were going to land a right hand and just the night was going to be over. I think Dada expected Kimbo Slice to shoot. And I don't think Kimbo Slice expected that wrestling would take that much energy.
This fight's going into a third round, and I've got to tell you, I believe that John McCarthy is strongly considering stopping this fight.
Oh my God.
Well, we didn't get to all the topics, but we made fun of Kimbo and Dada. So I hope I don't ever have to meet those guys in the street. Then having heard this show.
Hey, if you run, they'll just gas out. You'll be okay.
They'll never catch me. I'll be all right. Catch us Sunday.